From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Imagine you're hiking in the backcountry, say the Sawtooth Wilderness. You're looking at all the beautiful sights. When you start to feel out of breath, maybe a little winded, there's a heaviness in your chest, your heart may be racing. That's what happened to Jessica Mills recently when one of her spectacular backpacking trips started to go sideways.
I don't know what's up with me, but this is not normal, regardless of how heavy this pack is. I'm having to stop like every 5 minutes and take a breather, whether I stand there, whether I sit down. My heart's just pounding. I feel just weak. I don't feel sick, like I'm ill with a flu or cold or anything like that. I just feel like I don't have a lot of energy, and my body just won't go. So I'm very confused at what's happening. I checked my Apple Watch this morning and my heart rate's been kind of high, and it's repeatedly saying I'm in atrial fibrillation. The last thing I want to do is not err on the side of caution and then sit out here and have a heart attack.
You may have seen Jessica. She's known to her fans as Dixie. In one of her amazing YouTube videos, it all started when she decided to hike part of the Appalachian Trail. And since then, she's hiked all over the place. Pacific Crest, Continental Divide, even Kilimanjaro, and all with her camera in hand. And then she creates these amazing video logs of the journeys, and they're watched by thousands of people who kind of go with her virtually. But with this Sawtooth trip, Dixie went from hiking photographer to kind of an example of what to do when you have a medical emergency in the backcountry. We wanted to talk to her about her experience, so we brought her on. Hi, Dixie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, let's jump right back into the Sawtooth trip. You're heading into the backcountry. The scenery is gorgeous on this video. You have some great footage of this little pesky squirrel. He's throwing pine cones at you. Everything seems perfect. You did mention you were kind of tired. So tell us about the trip. First, where were you? I keep saying the Sawtooths. Where did you go?
Yeah, for sure. It was the Sawtooths. I'm trying to remember the name of the trailhead, and it is escaping me right now. Oh, Grand Jean. That's what it was. The Grand Jean trailhead is what I started. And if you look in the All Trails app, and people that backpack and hike will be familiar with that, but it's called the Sawtooth Wilderness Loop. So I'd planned to do close to 70 miles in a loop on that trip and then go back home.
Right. But you were kind of tired. You were slowing down. You said, I'm going to cut the trip a little short.
Yes. Yeah. I just starting out, you know, the first day when you leave town, your pack's the heaviest because you've got a lot of food. And it had been several months since I had been out on trail. So I felt like, okay, maybe I'm just sluggish because, you know, I'm getting back in my groove. But before long, usually meeting all the critters on trail, I really get kind of swept away into the experience. And that wasn't happening. And so I thought, this is strange. This is not like me. And then I was having trouble getting miles in. Normally, I can do up to 10 miles just starting out. But I had expected to do 10 to 12, and I was doing like 5 to 7 and struggling the whole time. And I noticed as I progressed that my heart was racing and I was getting winded. And by that third day, I said, okay, something is wrong. And I decided to give it through the night. And then the next morning I woke up and really knew, okay, this is becoming an emergency.
Well, you mentioned, I think in the clip, that you had a monitor on your wrist, a health monitor, and you were really agonizing over pushing the panic button. First, tell us, what is a panic button?
Yes, ma'am. So I highly recommend that anybody that spends time in the backcountry hunting, fishing, hiking, even just day hikes, if you spend time out in the woods alone where cell reception could be limited, I highly recommend at least having a personal locator beacon. And that's where you can just push an SOS button and your coordinates will be sent to search and rescue. But I had a device called the Garmin InReach, and it's a satellite device where you're able to actually message back and forth with people. So I like to check in with my family, let them know I'm okay. They can see my location, but it also has the feature to call for help if you need it. And so that was the SOS button.
So you're looking at your wrist, and I don't know if people understand the I can't even say it today.
Atrial fibrillation. Yes,
fibrillation.
it's a
Thank you.
mouthful.
And it's scary. That is a scary thing. That's your
It
heart kind of
is.
freaking out.
It is. And my biological father passed away at 32 of a heart attack. And so
Oh.
I did have a little bit of peace of mind knowing I get my heart checked annually to make sure I'm dodging the genetic bullets, as my cardiologist says, but still, it can kick in any time. So, I had that in the back of my mind. I did also know that I had started a medication about a month and a half prior. And exercising daily, it wasn't causing me any issues. So I thought maybe that could be it. There were a lot of things, and but I wasn't sure. And that's the bottom line, is I did not feel confident in my ability, because at rest, my heart rate was like 105, just sitting in my tent, and that's not anywhere close to normal for me. I realized putting on my heavy pack and walking out, I could pass out and knock my head on a rock. I could fall off, something steep. A lot of things could happen. I could have a heart attack, So at that point, I just 18 miles from the vehicle, when you're in that condition, is too much.
And you push the button.
I pushed the button, and
And
it was crazy. I never wanted to have to do that.
but because you've backpacked all over, you do all the right things, you tell everybody where you're going. I mean, you do it all right. And then you really, really worried about it. And then you push the button. And I was amazed because you're in the middle of nowhere and the helicopter got to you fast. I mean,
Pretty quickly.
considering.
And that's something I want people to realize. One, you will probably be hesitant. It's not always black and white when you're in the moment, because I expected if I had to push it that I'd have a bone hanging out of my leg, or I would be bleeding out, but that's not always the case. And so part of me felt guilty because I could actually walk, to up to the helicopter. They were able to land. Thankfully, there was nowhere really else nearby, but there was a little lake that was about a quarter mile from where I had camped, and so they were able to land there. And so, but they assured me, always push the button. If you're even considering it, push it, because you actually make things worse on the search and rescue crews if you're not able to communicate, because you get worse. Or if you go missing and then you die, or something terrible, more terrible happens, than being in the decent condition I was at that time. It makes it more of a treacherous thing for them. So they were very encouraging to not hesitate and push.
We're speaking with backpacking guru Jessica Dixie Mills about her trip to the Sawtooth Wilderness. And you've heard from a lot of people since then, both,
Yes.
just ordinary backpackers and all kinds of health professionals who said, yes, push the button.
Yeah, there were a few, people that they were like, "Oh, I think you were just having a panic attack. If you had drank electrolytes and sat in your tent for a while, you would have been okay." And you have to be careful getting medical advice from random commenters who mean well. But one of the things with the medication that I was taking, was it could cause high potassium. And if that was the case, drinking an electrolyte mix could have actually been very detrimental. So, you just have to go with your gut on how you feel. And I'm now looking back, it was a no-brainer, and I'm so grateful that I did call for help.
Well, you did, and you got a helicopter ride to Boise, it looks like. And you got some great footage out the helicopter. I got to say, that was a great part of the video. How you feeling now? How you doing? Are you doing all right now?
I am doing much better. I have continued to work out. I went to, as soon as I got to the hospital, they checked me out. They ran my electrolytes, everything. They cleared me, except they did see some arrhythmias in my heart. So they were like, "Get home as soon as you can," because the ER is kind of like, "We're ruling out you're having a heart attack right now. We're ruling out like any of the big immediate issues. But go see your doctor to dig in deeper." And so I was home a couple of days later. I went and saw my cardiologist within a few days of being home. And right now I'm wearing a 2-week heart monitor that I'm going to do a stress test. He's not convinced that it was the medication. I still think maybe it was, but He's the expert. So, and I'm glad he's digging in deep. But then he also said something about some other electrophysiology study, and I may be saying that completely wrong. So anyway, he's got some plans and we're working through it now, but he's made me promise him that I will be cleared by him before I go tromping off in the woods again. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope that continues because we
Thank
want you
you.
back out on the trail making more fantastic videos.
Thank you. I really do enjoy it. I'm an engineer who, went rogue, who escaped the rat race to kind of chase dreams. And I do hate that this experience happened and everything, but I'm glad that I was able to try to make a learning experience out of it for others, because I didn't really know what to expect when, I pushed the SOS button. You have an idea, but really and truly, I think being able to see it play out, hopefully it gives somebody a little more peace of mind. But yeah, the 3 hour return time was very impressive. And I mean, I think it's normal for it to take much longer than that. So that's another thing to let people know, don't wait.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with backpacker and hiker Jessica Dixie Mills about her trip to the Sawtooth Wilderness. We're going to put a link to her video on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. It's a great video, especially, to find out what her experience was. But all her videos are great, so check them out. And Jessica Dixie, thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.